I would likely doubt that anyone present in the room would make argument that the nation today is in need of a righteous deposit of holiness of God. Are we really going to be so ungodly as to think that it will come by any other means than how God has done it in the past, where He begins to work in the hearts of individuals who devote themselves to the local church, and that local church begins to do her duty once again and to preach faithfully the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ? That righteousness then begins to infiltrate the community, the government, the commerce. It begins to impact it yet again. Anyone hoping to call a nation back to Christ without a biblical understanding is hoping to do what only God can do through other means. Listen, church, there is no... I don't know that I can quantify or qualify this in this manner, but from my vantage point today and from our current conditions of the nation, there is no greater hope in this land than for God to resurrect and revive His church. We cannot expect anything in legislative practices to do what only God can do and what He's ordained His church to do in the nation. Go out from among you, going, depositing everywhere we go the righteous holiness of God. It will begin to impact all of the nation yet again. Now, there's no guarantee that that's the way to do it, but this much is for sure. This is what God has called you to do. Regardless of the outcome, our duty is to be depositors of His righteousness everywhere we go, to speak of His holiness, to speak forth this gospel yet once again along the highways and the byways of life. God's ways are radically different than man's ways. Oh, that the Spirit of God would come yet again and fall upon the soil of America and spread like a wildfire in the hearts of men. You'll find, as those in Wells found out before long, that bar owners had to close their bars not because Christians forced the government to close them. They had to close because genuine conversion took place in the hearts of men and they stopped going to the bars. Police officers in Wells, it's reported, they had to begin to form singing groups and go around and for hire sing in places because there wasn't enough crime to keep them in work. Prison reform can only rightly happen when profound conversion comes to the hearts and the souls of men and women, boys and girls. It doesn't profoundly last on a nation through its legislative and through its government. It's when the house of God submits herself to her Lord once again. And when she speaks in the marketplace, it begins to sound like the sound of peace. It sounds like that man is hungry for and searching for and cannot find in all of her devices. If well-meaning people employ again the means of man to accomplish what only God can do, then trust me, the end result will only and always be what man can do, inferior to that which God can do.